T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, 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 well. Good morning and welcome to the Jamie and Stoney Show. We brought up Rodgers a little bit because here's this guy who is generally regarded to be one of the all-time greats. There were some people who felt that he got screwed off the NFL 100 team that was announced during the season, that he deserved to be there. And yet, here he is again in the NFC Championship game and lost again. He has been in the league as a starter now for, you know, give or take, what, 10 years since Favre first left Green Bay. He has won Super Bowl championship, which is fantastic. And boy, we'd love it if Matthew Stafford had won playoff win, much less won Super Bowl championship. But the fact of the matter is that he has only been to one Super Bowl. I don't know if the window is closing, but it's certainly not as wide open as it was maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Look, when we look at quarterbacks, we look at wins and losses probably more than other stats, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. In fact, I would argue that in all the four major sports, wouldn't you say that the lack of a ring weighs more on a quarterback than any other position in sport?
No doubt. But you look at his playoffs and, you know, it's, you know, touchdowns, you know, 40 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, his completion percentage, 64% is pretty damn good. I mean, he's been, you know, statistically very good in the playoffs, just hasn't won enough to satisfy a lot of people.
Right. And so therefore, is he overrated or is he an underachiever or is he neither? I don't think he's overrated because I think talent-wise, he's a great quarterback, and I think most teams out there would take him in a heartbeat. But I do think he's underachieved. I think it's okay to say that. And I look at Sunday's game as an example, okay? Statistically, he was fantastic.
Yes.
But how much of that was when the game was well out of hand?
That was whatever you want to use for stat Patford for Aaron Rodgers, a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, the second half where he finally got the team into the end zone, they technically had a chance at a backdoor cover. They technically were still kind of in the game, although it would have taken a miracle to get him back, and it would have taken the defense actually stopping the 49ers. The reason they lost the game is because the defense couldn't stop the 49ers, but Rodgers played a role because he couldn't. If they could have gone toe-to-toe and maybe when the Niners scored, the Packers would have scored a couple touchdowns in the first half, there would have been a different game. They trailed 27-0 at halftime, and his two turnovers were a big reason why.
And I'm not saying that it's all his fault, the turnovers. No. But, I mean, there was the one fumble where, you know, Cam Newton got vilified for, quote, a business decision by not diving for a fumble in the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers did the same thing. There was the fumble of the snap where it looks like he's just standing there, and I think Bruckner was the one who picked it up. I don't remember exactly. I mean, that's a bad look. Whether, you know, it happens so fast, whether you're going to rip a guy for that, you know, whatever. But, you know, Cam Newton got really hammered for that.
And you know what's funny? You brought that. I have no memory of that play whatsoever. I mean, it kind of rings a bell when you talk about it. When the Rodgers play happened on Sunday night, I honestly thought they were running fumble rooski, which I know is illegal in the NFL. But there was so much chaos on the field, and he was just standing there.
Right.
That I wondered, did they just run a design play that I missed completely? And it's like, oh no, it's a fumble, it's a turnover, and the 49ers have the ball. 248-539-9797. Is Rodgers overrated? Is he underachieving? Or none of the above? He's viewed as an all-time great, but is he really truly an all-time great? And is he overrated? Is he an underachiever? Or is he just, you know, a quarterback on a team which just hasn't been good enough, and therefore he gets some of the blame when maybe he doesn't deserve, like Matthew Stafford gets here?
Look, he gets some of the blame because he's the quarterback, but, you know, he's still, I don't think he's overrated. I don't think he's underrated. I think he's rated perfectly.
No, but what about the achieving part?
I think he's underachieved a little bit. But, I mean, look, his playoff record is 10-8. Since they won the Super Bowl, it's 6-7. So that's on him. So, yeah, he has underachieved
a little
bit.
It's on him, but it's also on the whole team.
I know. Absolutely.
I mean, I was talking to Paul Serra, who's a big quarterback or big football fan, and he made the point that you look at the team that got to the NFC Championship game this year, and the team that got to the NFC Championship game 3 years ago when they beat Dallas on that ridiculously great throw he made to Jared Cook, right?
Yeah.
And then they get to Atlanta, and they get just overwhelmed by the Falcons down in Atlanta. And then, you know, the argument that Paul made is that, you know, those teams weren't that great. So is that do you blame Rodgers for the fact that they didn't play well once they got there, or do you credit Rodgers for getting them there in the first place?
I think you credit him for getting them there in the first place, because a lot of people, I mean, for a few of those years, I mean, not to say that he wasn't a really good player, but I mean, who was his best receiver for most of his success? Well,
I mean, Devontae Adams is a great receiver.
I mean, but before now, like Jordy Nelson, okay? Jordy Nelson's a good player. I don't think he was a great player.
No.
So he didn't have a huge amount of weapons offensively, did he? And their defenses weren't really great.
Right. I also think, though, the thing that stands out in my mind is the NFC during the Rodgers era, okay? It's not as if there's been some super team standing in his way. I mean,
True. You
can say of Peyton Manning's career, great career made less great by Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. I mean, it's like Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Mickelson would probably have 10 majors if it weren't for Tiger. And so you have that. Who's been standing in Rodgers' way? And Drew Brees. I mean, here's two guys who've been quarterbacks in their respective cities for roughly the same amount of time. And between them, they've been to two Super Bowls. Brees, am I mistaken, has only been to two NFC Championship games. Is that right? The one that he won against Minnesota, and then he went to Chicago as well. I think I feel like we talked about this.
Well, last year. Three.
Last year.
Oh, yeah. Last year.
Yeah.
To me, Rodgers, I just think he missed in his prime a little bit. Like, that's what, if you go look at all the good quarterbacks, that's like Peyton Manning's prime is when he
ran up against Brady.
Well, right, exactly. It's like what the Packers' prime was when they won the Super Bowl as a 6 seed. The following year, they went 15-1, and they lost their first playoff game at home against the Giants. Yeah. That never should have happened.
And they got destroyed.
Yeah,
37-20.
And they rested their starters in week. Remember, you know.
Yeah. But they're okay.
And
so
maybe they paid for
it.
Well,
you know who got in their way? Jim Harbaugh, San Francisco 49ers.
The Giants scored 37, and then they ran into the Kaepernick show. They almost are like the got screwed because they're seeing it for the first time. You know, that whole wave, teams didn't know how to prepare for them yet. So, but they gave up.
Okay, that was the second year of Kaepernick. Number one, number two, they were home. I mean, they were at Lambeau. They went out to San Francisco and played them in the playoffs, and Kaepernick was great, and the 49ers won.
45-31, and then the following year,
they played in Green Bay.
Yeah. And how many did they give up?
23-20.
I thought it was higher scoring. My point was being that their defense hasn't done them any favors.
True.
And I think now the problem is that he doesn't have a deep threat. See, I think he's at his best when he has somebody he can throw a bomb to. Adams isn't really that type of receiver. I mean, he'll get some here and there. But I'm talking like when they were in their prime, Jordy Nelson was catching a 60-yard touchdown pass every other week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't. I think it's the weapons around him to a degree. I heard yesterday on First Take, they were talking about, you know, Manning had Harrison, James, and Wayne. You know,
yeah.
Who's that for Rodgers?
No, you're
right. With all due respect to Nelson and Adams, they're not those kind of
players. Aaron Jones, yeah. No, I mean, it's a fair point. The counter to that, okay, and I love Rodgers, and you guys know why. I've always been a Rodgers fan, and I root for him, and I other than against the Lions, I wish he had another Super Bowl because I think he deserves to have the legacy that a lot of these great quarterbacks have. But the counter to that is that his division, in which he's always brought, you know, they're the Vikings have been okay. The Bears have stunk. The Lions are the Lions. You know, I mean, he's guaranteed four or five wins every year just in the division alone. And so, therefore, the Packers a lot of times have home field in the playoffs, and he hasn't been able to take advantage of it. Like, a lot of these losses we're talking about, the New York Giants, the 49ers
but then,
at home.
What about this? They're leading 16-0 in the NFC Championship game at Seattle, and they had a complete and total implosion, not only defensively, but special teams-wise, yeah.
Right.
You know?
I was going to say, the Seattle game, I mean, that's some bad luck, too. I mean, that onside kick, you know,
yeah,
if that happens correct, they win that game, right?
Okay, but a lot of times when a team has a big lead and they squander it away, They put that on squarely on the shoulder. I mean, when the Falcons lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots, yeah, a lot of people blame Shanahan and Quinn, but a lot of people blame Matt Ryan too.
Yeah, well, for the one interception he had,
I think. The sack he took a horrible sack,
right,
as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some ticket text 97136. Rodgers is overrated and an underachiever. He could suck more.
Okay.
Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that was a typo.
You know, with the Kansas City Chiefs have shown us just how hard it is to not only get there, but to win it. They've been a really good franchise in my lifetime. Yet they've never, the Kansas City Chiefs.
They have?
Yeah. Well, the Schottenheimer
multiple,
years.
Yeah, multiple division championships, multiple playoff game appearances.
And I always felt like they were a lousy franchise.
And gagging
their
at home.
Their head coach was Gunther Cunningham, for God's sakes.
Well, I know. You can pick and choose everybody. The Packers had some lean years when the Lions won the division 91. The Packers were horrendous.
I mean, yeah, the Packers, from when they went from the Lombardi to the home.
I would say
years.
The Packers and Chiefs both had a lull in the 80s where they weren't very good teams.
I would bet you that the Chiefs have been bad more often they've been good in your lifetime.
I bet you they have had more above 500 seasons.
Really?
Yes. They've been so good the last 20 years.
The Schottenheimer era, you had the Vermeil era, and you had the Reed era. Now, you also, of course, Marv Levy, before he went to Buffalo, was horrible. Gunther Cunningham, like Jamie mentioned.
Well, what my point was is that the 50 years for them to finally get back there, and they've had some really good teams. Right. Let's say maybe they had some bad years too, but some really good teams. For Rodgers, man, sometimes it's just not in your control. The Patriots have made it look like it's so easy.
The Patriots have made it look very easy. You're exactly right. I was about to say the exact same thing. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.